Celebrities are big business in the United States. Magazines, television shows, and websites are devoted to the latest celebrity news. But one celebrity website, Gawker.com, is trying to be different from the rest by delivering more than just gossip. It is offering real-time tracking of some of entertainment's biggest stars. Here's how it works. If fans see a celebrity in public, they email that tip to the website. Within 20 minutes, that sighting is posted online, complete with a map pinpointing that star's location. The site's editor, Jesse Oxfeld, says the Gawker Stalker service is just harmless entertainment.
The vast majority of what we do is to entertain our audience, keep people coming back and reading it.
But critics argue this is not entertainment, but a threat to the Hollywood star's right to privacy. Entertainment agent Brad Zeifman sees an even more ominous threat.
It opens up channels for fans to find their favorite celebrities and stalk them, and it puts them in harm's way. It crosses the line between public and private.
Even before this website was created, a number of celebrities, including singer Britney Spears, have been forced to take legal action to keep aggressive fans from getting too close. In rare cases, these celebrity obsessions can turn deadly. One of the most famous cases occurred in 1980 when a deranged fan murdered rock star John Lennon in New York City. Gawker.com's Oxfeld says celebrity safety concerns are overblown.
I don't think it's a threat to celebrities. I think it's people gossiping about stuff in a fun and entertaining way.
Oscar-winning actor George Clooney is among the Hollywood stars fighting back. He and his friends have inundated Gawker.com with false sightings, believing that doing so will make the site virtually worthless. Clooney's publicist, Dan Rosenfeld, supports this effort.
My concern is not for the multitude of fans that want to wish you good luck. My concern is for providing information to stalkers.
Fans of the site argue this is simply the price of fame, and if the stars do not like it, they can always walk away. Jim Bertel, VOA News.